This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Troy and Ed, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And can I just say, Aaron, very nice shirt there this morning, mate.
Thank you.
Your eyes.
Oh, that's so... It's a little awkward and creepy, but nice at the same level. Thank you, Troy.
Probably less awkward coming from Ed, but anyway, Mr. Blair.
Yes.
Let's start with you, shall we? Best advice you've ever been given when it comes to marriage.
Okay. Two pieces of advice, or sort of advice. The first one was when I actually asked Edwina's father if I could actually marry her, and all he said was something very, very significant. He says, "Are you sure you know what you're getting yourself into?"
Oh,
and,
and
that was he said that in love for his daughter, but he said that. So I guess the first advice is saying, "Are you sure you know what you're getting yourself into for marriage?" That's the first thing. But a second thing, probably more significant, is that someone once said, once we were going through a real difficult time, was saying, "God didn't bring you together to then tear you apart." And what was happening is that I was contemplating going into ministry and things like that, and Edwina wasn't necessarily at the same point as I was, and that conviction about moving forward in that area.
That's a very polite way of putting it.
Oh, really? You were very against the idea?
That's probably an understatement too.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
fire and brimstone?
Pretty much. Over my dead body, I think, was a phrase that was mentioned at one point.
Wow.
So, you know, and I was feeling a really strong calling from God to go into ministry. And yet my wife wasn't at that point to saying, yes, this is something we can move together as a couple in doing so. It was before Taylor was born and things like that. And so we were just caught in this, I don't know, transition point. I wanted to do something. Edwina was dead set against us. What should we do? And we knew that if we progressed forward, if we moved in that particular direction that I felt convicted about doing, then we have reflected back and doubted whether or not our marriage would have survived it. And then, and seeking wise counsel during that whole process, someone said to me, look, you know, God didn't bring you together to then pull you apart. Mm. And that was, we felt like this situation was going to be one of those things that could potentially pull us apart.
Mm.
And so what we, in addition to that, was sort of like, just take your time. And when both of you are in agreement, that's the time to move forward. So once we had to let God just really work in both of us, for me in patience, and Edwina just had to get a new revelation about what was going to happen. And once that actually happened, and it took a good couple of years,
but
we got to a point where then we moved forward and both went into ministry.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I acted on my immediate conviction, it would have been perhaps even fatal for our marriage, because you just weren't in the place and I felt it so strongly. And so I had to listen to that wise advice.
Mm.
Yeah,
great advice so far, Edwina.
Mine's not as profound as that, but...
don't worry about it then. No, joking. Sorry, go.
I guess the best advice I've ever got was really about how I spoke about Troy in public spoke to Troy in public. Which was really to respect and honour him, but to actually, for everything to come out of my mouth, was to actually build him up and not tear him down. And even though we had a good relationship, when I actually stopped, there was a lot of stuff came out of my mouth that was negative. And it was in jest and fun and sarcasm and all that kind of stuff, which I thought was actually fine.
Mm.
And when I stopped and listened to myself, it wasn't. And when I actually asked him how it made him feel, he wasn't overly impressed with it either. A couple of years into our marriage, he was coping, but I don't know, 13 years down the track, whether he would still be as impressed. So just to always speak positive things about him in public, whether he's there or not there, and that's made a huge difference.
Yep.
For me, the best advice, just to build him up, not tear him down.
God didn't bring you together to pull you apart, and you've got to build your partner up, not tear them down with what you say.
Oh, and do you know what you're getting yourself into?
And do you know? Yeah.
that one.
That as well.
And happy wife, happy life, I think, is important to say.
Oh, yes, that one, yeah. Yes, that goes without saying.
That's
really
my favourite.
Happy wife, happy life. Troy, Ed, thank you very much.
You're welcome, guys. See you later.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.